Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How are you, lads? It's me.
Oh,
okay, we're very giddy today, lads. How are you, lads? It's me, Sean Phipps.
And me, Carly Mahady.
I'm back today, lads. Still fucking dying sick. Thought I was going to go to A&E the other night because I didn't know what was happening. Don't have COVID, thank God, because you wouldn't hear the end of it with Carly. But all in all, thank God I actually was sick last week because running's very tiring and I couldn't be listening to them, lads. Fuck that shit. And fuck you as well if you're listening, call me Scotar Butter Bum as well. Fuck all of you bitches and your running club, all right? Because you'll never see me down there.
But that's a lie, you'll be in the Grange Garmin doing a little two-step with me.
I absolutely won't. But let me tell you something before I came down here, all right? So I found a LimeWire error, well, one of the girls sent it in on Spotify, so right. It's all the old school songs. Bopping away, and you were like, Ian's marching around, you want to hurry the fuck up. And I was like, I can't move the traffic. Left about 50 minutes ago, I was like, I can't move. So there I was, lo and behold, and like, cars zooming in, because you know when like, the taxi lane and the buses are like stuck? So the buses were stuck, and the taxi's trying to merge into my lane. I said, I have a podcast to get to. Right, so there he is merging, and I was like, oh, bollocks, this is Liz's car. I said, you know what? Merge away, mister. Right? So then he's in like the third lane over there, and I'm in the fourth lane. So I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to, where is the love? And I take a swift left, and there's a lovely man in a red Audi putting his maps in. I said, I wonder where he's off to now. And
then my mind
wandered, and then his window was down, and he looked at me. So I was like, I can't turn because my attorney's going to know I was looking at him. So I just looked at the taxi, and the old man that wanted to merge in front of me just was like, just with his finger, I'm not spitting everywhere, telling me to fuck off out his window.
So he flipped you off.
Yeah, but I was in the right. I was in my normal non-taxi lane.
Yeah.
And he's giving me the finger. Then I go through to the next bit. And you know that bridge? I don't know what it is. But
the Hateney Bridge.
No, the next one where Oktoberfest used to be.
Oh, Sam Lebecca Bridge?
Yeah, but you know the way, like, it's one lane, but you can have the merge.
Yeah.
That one. So all of us were merging in and every car was letting us go. And one taxi was just merging with me. And I was like, just fucking keep going. He had a big gap for a car, wouldn't let me go. So we were just stood there and cars are beeping at me. I was like, I'm just in the merging lane waiting to merge in. Well, the taxi just let me go. Window rolls down, turns around, he's like, fuck you cunt. I was like, oh, that's the poor C-U-N-T today. I'm very sorry, the two taxi men have it out for me today, and I'm just having a lovely wholesome day.
I'm so happy you got here in such good format to be attacked two times.
No, because I was like, where is the lovers, right? Where is the love? Bouncing around. So that was my story on the way to the podcast, really. But how are you?
You are in such good form.
I'm flying for
I do, actually. And you know what? It really gets me very personal when someone flips me off and traffic or starts barking at me. I get very upset. No, I do. I actually think about it. I'm like,
Carly,
why are you so
let's
evil?
Let's be real. I drove home from I went to Belfast and back. We all know what your mouth is like in the car now.
Yeah, no, I do. In fairness, get very round. Oh my God, did I ever tell you about the time when I was going to get my nails done? No, it's very quick. And I was driving down towards, Finglas Village, right? And there's like this stupid turn of Finglas Village where you can go left or right, but you're supposed to only go left. It's silly. And this fella in the Jeep was driving in front of me, but he was kind of like driving in between two lanes, wouldn't decide where he was going. So when he moved over to the right, I drove down the left lane because I wanted to go left. With that, right, the light changes and we're both kind of in traffic. So there's a van beside me and I'm at the light and he's behind the van. All I hear is someone screaming, and I mean screaming, and like smacking his steering wheel. So I turned around
and
he's eyeballing me.
What was he doing?
Smacking his steering wheel. So anyway, I turned around, right? And I pulled my window down. I said, are you well? Because he was like screaming at me. And he was like, are you for fucking really? I nearly have that poxy killing me. I says, in a 4x4 Jeep, in a Toyota Yaris, I'm nearly after killing you. I said, you're Elvet because he looked like he was only after coming off the bag. He was pinging, oh. Right? And don't you say, you little evil looking yoke. And I said, yeah, you're dead, fuck it, right? I was squealing like an animal at the end of the road. And I got to be Nail of Pimpton as to come, only a delicate flower. Right,
Let's just bring it back 2 minutes ago to where you're very nice and calm in the car. And then you just told us that story.
Yeah, but I was attacked.
Oh, you were attacked.
It was provoked.
4x4 when you're cruising it.
What happened to you on his biggie bike?
Come to the mic.
Come.
Oh, fuck yeah, bitch.
This is producer Ian.
So I was on the way to work yesterday.
Okay.
And it was about 8:30 on the way, a little bit late. And then coming down the Ballymun Road. And I didn't go through the red light, but I was eyeing it up. And some outlad, right. I could see him just, he was like, there's a yellow box and he was like stuck to the other end of it, but he wanted to go, but there's nowhere for him to go.
Right.
So I like started to nudge, and all of a sudden I could see the steam coming out of his ears. So then like I looked at him and I just pointed and I was like, you know, it's nowhere to go. He goes to like wheel down the window.
Wheel it down.
But he does the back window instead. So he and then I start laughing at him and he's getting more angry. And then he gets the front one down and I just went like, what? And he goes, you're a bollocks on a bike! A bollocks on a bike! And then I was like, will you fuck off, you weirdo? And then he just like, here in like the distance, be like, bollocks on a bike! Bollocks on a bike!
And he wasn't wrong though, was he? He's a bollocks on a bike!
That's the new anthem of the year for summer.
Oh my God.
Bollocks on a bike.
Bollocks on a bike. Well, speaking of cars, something magical happened today.
Oh, please.
So
no, fuck off.
I've wanted to talk about this for a while now, right? And it makes no sense to me. Why do Irish people have an internalized fear of the NCT? Like, they are absolutely petrified of the NCT. Absolutely petrified of the NCT. You'd want to see my ma yesterday. Jeez, you're going to have to bring that for a valet now, Carly. You're going to have to hover that car.
Yeah.
She was running about, oh, the boot's not empty, what are you going to do? I was like, Sharon, and you know what the gas part is? She actually offered to bring the car for me to the NCT so I wouldn't miss the podcast.
Why did I
like that? And then I said to her, I'm at it, like, the engine light is on and this is a, oh God, I can't bring that up there. She is petrified.
My
so that is why.
The exact same. Obviously, because they have OCD and their nuts and everything has to go its way, it's gone.
But the gas part is, if the gear car is falling out, it doesn't matter whether it's hoovered or not. They're not going to pass it because it's clean.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, because I had my mom's car the other day, right, before I went for NCT, and I was like, oh, I was eating food and I was like, fuck, I only realised because the whole car was spotless, yeah. Like full on 100 euro valet by Mama P, so free basically. And I got her a new air freshener. I came back and I was like, a car smell mash. I was like, where's that air freshener? She like, had to take that out now just in case I failed the NCT. I said, are you for fucking real? What's wrong with you? An air freshener.
Oh, because it's obstructing the view.
I
like,
couldn't tell you, but the woman's on smack.
Sean, my ma was a bag of fucking nerves. She was withering like a leaf when I left the house. I said, she had me rattling. She gave me anxiety going to the NCT. And as I was driving, I was like, do you know what? Everything happens for me, not against me in this life.
Oh, here we
if
go.
It fails, it fails because it has to fail because I might bleed and end up driving into a wall. Like, it's all right. Like, it'll go the way it's supposed to go. So I get up to the NCT centre, right? And I'm laughing at myself walking in the door, like actually laughing at me about going in the door. And then I got into the waiting room and I says, oh my God. So in my car, right? It rains on the inside. So, because all of the what's that, the capping on the roof is all wasted away. So there's a plastic bag, right, that I stuffed into the hole where it leaks. And it's like hanging out the door. Sean has a picture, he'll show you.
We know, we said it on the last podcast, you know.
Well, anyway, I'm sitting in the waiting room and my ma kept on saying before I left, you make sure you take that fucking bag out, that scene, and don't make a show yourself. And I sat in the waiting room, did I take the fucking bag out? Well, I'm telling you, there was tears rolling down my face sitting in the waiting room. I said, it's not getting past anyway, but God love whoever gets in that car and says, what is this scruff doing, right? A little tiny man calls me, right? He was a little Asian man, I loved him. And he was like, Carly Mahady, Toyota Yaris. And I ran out to the door, but I was laughing, pissing myself laughing. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, go on, tell me. And I was crying laughing and he kind of just looked so blankly at me and he was like, there's one thing. And I was like, what, did the arse is falling out of the car? And he goes, no. He goes, see the rubber off your clutch.
Remember, said, Remember.
Could you just reattach that, please? Because you're going to slip on the pedal. And I was like, yeah, and what about the rest? And he was like, oh, clean pass.
Oh.
I said, fuck off. I was pissing. I fucking grabbed the sheet and I ran out of the centre. I said, that's someone else's. I said, there's no way that's mine. I got out the door and I was howling. I two-wheeled back to Finglas and I kicked my front door open. I said, Sharon, I said, dare you fucking go. My mum's like, no, I'm terrified of them NCT people now and I am. She said, I won't even bring Stephen's car up if he can't go or that. And she does be shit. But there you go, my little Toyota Yaris fucking toosy slid through the NCT.
And is the engine light still on?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, what's it is. The story?
Oh, the timing belt's nearly gone. Oh, it's not roadworthy. It's absolutely not. But I'm not going to argue with a professional.
I love how I was slagging it about the clutch and they called it out.
Sean, when you said the rubber, and I laughed even harder because I said Sean Phipps has gone out.
I had it in my hand and all. I was like, I'm putting that in my memory box.
Sean,
like,
she's never sticking that back on. I left the rubber on the dash. I just wanted to prove that I still have it. But anyway, she's roadworthy. Sylvia made it out. And here we go, we're here.
You call her Sylvia? You never had a name for her?
Sylvia, I always had a name for her. I just don't often call her by her name.
Right.
Our government name. It's private, GDPR.
Fuck off. So I obviously was sick and I am...
Why were you sick? How did you get sick, honey? Where were you?
Paris. Not a blade of fucking French between us. I was going to say English here. But... went, I was the only one with a 20kg, so obviously I was getting sung with everyone's makeup, all this, and I only ordered everything off ASOS. Well, AIB ordered it all. Thanks for the money, AIB.
Well done.
And I was like, if that fucking smashes all over my white ones and clothes, I was like, and they're like, we'll reimburse it. I said, no, fuck off. Going to the airport was just grand, the usual shy. I don't know what it is. Why do you always feel like full of anxiousness going to the airport? Like you can't eat, you can't drink, can't nothing. I feel like that. Do you ever feel like that?
Like you have an AIDS up your arse.
I don't know what it... No, I had something else up my arse up tonight, but yeah, I'm going to talk to you about that in a while, all right? No, so there we are. I was like, right, I was like, Charlotte, we call her Bean. I don't know why we just call her Bean all throughout the years. I was like, Bean, will you get
Do you know where that Flick the Bean, Keep a Keen came from? Was from Charlotte Bourne.
Charlotte and Flick the Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
but,
go.
Right, no, I didn't, but thanks a million. But we just call her Bean anyway. Yeah. And I was like, will you get a scramble eggs there? I was like, right, I'm feeling it now because we're in the bar now, get us a drink and all. Scramble eggs aren't true me. I only had one of them. So that was a great start to the day. I was like, lovely. I was like, my stomach is empty. We were just grand. We had to get a fucking bus for an hour and a half, I think, to Paris, which is a load of geek.
You went to the wrong airport. Did you just were supposed to fly into Charles de Gaulle?
Yeah. We went to someone. Started with a B.
Yeah.
That's the
they
one.
They should have went to Charles de Gaulle.
Bovey. And I was like, where are we? Like, you just come out and it's like one conveyor belt. I was like, oh, brilliant. I was like, looks like me fucking back
like garden. Shannon Airport.
Shannon Airport. Never been there, never will.
Died.
Yeah. So got the bus, watched the movie, had a ball. We got there. We had no plans what to do. I was like, we're just going to wing it.
No itinerary whatsoever.
No, nothing. I was like, because if you go off of that, you're going to be stressing because if you're late, like I was today for the podcast. You know what I mean? Imagine you were late for a boat ride, all this jazz. Yeah. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, I'm very sorry about the salad tonight. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that after this. Okay. All right, Carly. But, I don't really know what else you want me to say other than we just had more or less a ball. We got scooters everywhere. Charlotte got Uber, so she was just tracking us on a live location talking to Uber drivers because she would not get on a scooter.
Was following you as well? You were on scooters?
No, I'm not joking. Like, the scooters. I was like, Charlotte, you can put them down to like children mode because all the kids are on them. They're like one-way streets in Paris. They're like New York. You can only go one way. Like, and she only started it and clicked the button and it goes... She's like, no, it's firing at me. She said, I can't. She's like, it's making noises that I've never heard on a scooter before. And because Charlotte's very clumsy, because one of the days, one of the days she was coming home from the night out and it was ice. Right. And she clipped her ankle off the path, fell her dress up over her legs. Our phone skidded everywhere. I was like, how'd you fall? She's like, I just fell as I was walking. Like, and she just sat on the ground screaming her fella's name and like until he came out, he's in the nude. And he's like, why didn't you get up? She's like, I'm on the ice. I just sat here. This is how clumsy this girl is.
She just fell over her own thoughts.
No, so every time after Uber sent us a notification. It's like, Charlotte is trying to share our live location. Please accept it. But our mental bastards over there on the roads, like not over here, like one lane merges and like all the other roads go. So they're just coming at you. So if you're on a scooter, it's like life or death.
Don't,
it's like
I've
you go or you don't
like
go.
It.
It's awful. Very scary. Ashley got stuck in between two buses, like literally one bus, Ashley in a scooter and another bus. She didn't know where she was going. It was very scary. But scooters were a ball, would recommend, because they're only about €5 for an hour.
Yeah, but flying around on them roads, Sean, that Charles de Gaulle roundabout. Charles de Gaulle?
Sorry, watches.
The Charles de Gaulle is the airport you should have flew into.
You should have mind your business. Well, that's because I'm back.
True. The Champs-Élysées roundabout, right? Now, right. Sean, it's the scariest. I'm going to show you a video of this on YouTube when we finish it.
Is that not like the Arc de Triomphe, that one, is it? Or is that just
that's exactly the roundabout that I'm again like calling the wrong name.
It's like the Walking Sound round.
Yeah, is that it? One, Sean. So it's that bad, right?
I know.
There's not a pedestrian road to cross. No, you have to go in a tunnel under the ground to go over to. But we didn't know that, so we were playing dodge the cars when we were in
like dodgeball.
And bear in mind, me and Kira were a good size at that stage. So imagine the two of us like two bowling balls trying to get across.
Two bowling balls?
Yeah, we were big girls.
Strike.
We were trying to get across. We'd have took the bonnet off a car and had hit us anyway. But no, it was very like the Incredibles going across the road.
No,
trying to
literally.
Reach
it was a ball, but we people were sending us videos. Well, Georgie was one person into the group, and he was like, "Have you seen any of these riots? People spray painting, get the tourists out. Every shop on fire, every shop getting smashed up.
Oh yeah, there's a bit of a revolution.
I said, "Oh, mammy, no, nothing. All we seen was people outside Louis Vuitton screaming, don't kill the animals. We want the four and all this bollocks." That was the only thing. But anywho,
and what were you like,
I kept saying hola to poxy people over there. So like bonjour, I was like, oh hola. I said, oh no, I said, just get me out of here.
Very confused.
No, I was calling me French teacher out. She texted me and all. She was like, no, you stop calling me.
Did she text you?
One of the teachers that's in the school screen recorded my story and sent it, and she's like, all the students are gonna have a field day with this basically, because we got brought over there with them before.
Right.
And I can't remember anything other than all the lads robbing out of Disneyland. That's all I can remember. I'm walking through floods of rain in Disney.
That's for joke purposes only.
No, they flees the place. And this was about 14 years ago, so they're off the hook now, all right?
Don't count.
We got scooters, so what's a Delorve? No, it was piping out. And I was like, I only have outfits for like days. I was like, I can't take my coat off because it goes with the outfit. Dripping wet on the scooter, literally. Got to Delorve. Charlotte was at the back of it somewhere. She was a 45-minute walk away because our Uber dropped her off somewhere else. Then we got into Delorve, and obviously no one, I was like, now come here. I was like, it's a big tourist place. Someone should speak English. The only place I spoke English was Starbucks. I was like, they got me ordered to a tea. And it's very complicated because you know it
very
is.
Very complicated.
Because I sent a tea. So I'm walking around. I said, I can't all these fucking artifacts, everything. I said, no, not today, not today. And I was like, cause someone tell me where the Mona Lisa is. So it goes by codes. I don't know what code she is, 7-Eleven or something, I think she is. Where are 7,900? I said, no, please. And he was like, yeah, just over the other side of the building.
Wonderful.
And he's like, scan that, and the map pops up. I was like, oh, he's a bit of English. I was like, can you direct me? He's like, just there to the right, down there around the corner. I said, no. So we're in this poxy love, sweating, not a bottle of water between us. No.
It was wall to wall as well. It was very busy.
Wall to wall. Let me tell you something, all right? So let me tell you something. I said, no, I couldn't give a fuck about any of this. I want a picture with Mona Lisa. I said, that's it. 2 hours it took us to find a fuck, right? 2 hours, we get in. She's like a fucking microscope.
About the size of a postcard.
Like an ant.
No, it is. It's a postcard.
I said, no. Walked into that room and there was about 400 people in it. And I walked like straight up to it. And they were like, no queue. The queue was all the way out. I said, I'm not queuing for that. Basically went to the Louvre, dehydrated, cried. No one understood us. Some woman kept following me. I was like, can you just show me where it is? She's like, down, right, blah, blah, blah. And I'm there on stories. And I was like, I'm going to have a giggle about this. And she's like, eh? And I turned around. She was following me the whole poxy time. I didn't know.
Are you not allowed to be on your phone?
No, I was more or less having a giggle. I was like, this mad bastard's after telling me that, like, you can just take a right, go straight.
And she was right behind you.
Right behind me the whole time. I said, oh, I'm just not speaking for the rest of this trip. And I was like, she was the one with the best English out of Starbucks. I said, I bet you. She hopped up into a new uniform and followed me around. I said, got there. Wouldn't recommend the love if I was you. I don't really know what else I have to say to you, but she's a tramp, Mona Lisa is.
Oh, shit. She's a tramp. A tarja. And how'd she get so famous for being that small?
That small. And then someone sends me, as I'm sweating, thinking about it now because my head's pulsating here with sweat. David Beckham was there yesterday. Not one person was in the kip. Only David Beckham beside the Mona Lisa like this. I said, cheers, Beckham. You could have taken me with you, you prick.
Oh my God, sexy.
What else have I got for you?
You just needed that though, didn't you?
I'm a new person
that.
Again.
No, you really are. I feel like Paris just gave you back.
I just came out of depths of depression.
Did you stay there from that school trip?
All we done was laugh. Like from start to finish, and I'm so happy we didn't have anything planned because it just fit in perfectly, kind of thing.
Oh, Disneyland, did you love it?
Disneyland. Yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, little baby. Oh, there's maybe very emotional. Shandy did. Yeah, maybe very emotional.
Someone said, why are you in a full baby girl? I said, oh, I'm getting caught out. I said, I'm in like a little like track bleach tracksuit, like, you know, flick the ass on it, like, you know. And he's like, I love that you have the confidence to walk around Disneyland in a baby girl. I was like, cheers, thanks.
It's a cohort.
It's a two-piece from somewhere, and it was really up. It was up to me ditties. That's how long the chat was for. Up to me ditties.
Like Simon.
Like, who's Simon?
Simon Cowell.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was. And it's a no for me because he won't be getting more again. So, no.
Ah, very good.
But Disneyland, very tired. 20,000 something steps.
Oh, very tired.
I would recommend a fast pass. I think it's 160 euro, lads. Like, no.
As if someone has 160 euro.
Let me tell you something again, all right? So, you get the map when you get in.
Right.
And then... like, it gives you everything, as in, obviously, a map is a map, Sean. Perfect. So, it was like Peter Pan rides, and it's saying 75 minutes on it if you don't have it, and then it's telling you 3 minutes if you do have it. So, I was like, I'm not standing there for 75 minutes.
True.
So, we go into the Peter Pan ride with our fast pass, just scan the thing and go through, and I felt awful looking at people. I was like, they're literally there. We were out in 40 seconds.
Oh, I wouldn't feel awful whatsoever.
You'd be fuming. Did you do a fast pass in?
Yeah, in Port Aventura, yeah.
Well, I was not mad about
so
Paris.
Cute.
No, but honestly, oh, isn't it the best day ever? No, but Charlotte, she's like, won't get on a fucking scooter.
Teacup, never mind
that. No, won't get on a scooter, but we'll get on the most dangerous rides in there.
But they're safer, though.
They're safer?
Ah, they are safer, 100%.
I was like, can I leave my phone with you? We'll be back in a minute, clearly, because this thing's gone rocketing through the sky in the pitch black. All you could hear is her screaming through the whole thing. I wish I had a GoPro on my head. I cried. I didn't even get to enjoy any experience, but just cried laughing at her because she kept going from a different scream to a different scream, louder and louder. And she was like, are you poxy here? Are you still with me? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, are you listening to me? I said, I can hear you. And she's like, where will you talk to me? I couldn't breathe. I was she's like, if I don't catch your breath, I'm going to fucking die here.
So she wouldn't get on a scooter, but she got on the horse throw. Wouldn't get on a fucking scooter
because it made a farting eyes at her. But she was getting on everything like a big child.
I loved that for her.
No, Disneyland was a ball. Then we went to get filled, went back to the fireworks show.
Ah, yeah.
That was unbelievable.
That's amazing. I stood there for 26
minutes and recorded the whole thing like a loser. Crying my eyeballs out. I was like, how did they do that?
Like, it is, how the beautiful. Fuck did he do I that? I sobbed with the girls.
They more fireworks in North Korea, my cunt. No, literally, more fireworks. Beep, 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 all that out. In.
If you haven't been listening to the podcast, Sean has a newfound obsession with North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea, Joe Rogan, 1691, you know me, Parks. Listen to it now or watch it live, whatever, put the subtitles on.
Oh, my God. But let me tell you something again, all right?
So, Ashley got a recommendation. So, gay bar, lo and behold, we're about 40 minutes in taxi and he kept nudging on that brake. And I said, I'm going to get sick in this taxi, right?
Yeah.
Back to back in traffic, get in there and I walk down the stairs and the room's like the Mona Lisa said, that's how small it was.
Right.
I said, no, I can't. 21 euro for a vodka. 21. They gave it to us in a sippy cup, like a tiny thing. It was gone in seconds. Gee eyed after the first and I said, no, that's boring. The trousers off me.
That wasn't a vodka.
Whoopie. But went back upstairs then and I walked in and did you ever see Sister Act 2? At the end of Sister Act 2, when they're about to perform and they're against the army and the army just turned their head and looked at them. And they're like, no, fuck this, we're out. I walked in and everyone just looked at me like, fresh meat.
Yeah.
No. Like, did not take, like, locked their eyes at me. I said, oh, get me out.
Like the George in Dublin, like, if a new gay came in, the whole room knows they're new.
No, because they still everybody knows when I walk in as well, even though I'm not new, all right,
Carly? Okay, all right,
I'm joking. In this gay bar, ring-ding-a-ding, all this noise starts going, and I'm looking over to the side. I said, why is everyone focused on this? It's a glass wall. This man pops out. I said, no, I didn't. I googled it. He's not in his nude. He's in Budgie Smugglers, like he's in Sydney on the beach.
Right.
And all pulls a thing. He's in a shower. A sex shower scene pops on in the middle of Paris. His flute is hanging out and he's stroking it like it's nobody's business. I said, no, I can't. On the half an hour, on the dot, he came back for a shower every half an hour and just kept playing with himself again. It was the most bizarre thing ever.
What a job.
I couldn't have went to the toilet. I'd say about 18 times. I said, oh, I'm very anxious.
You had to take a little time out?
I felt so anxious. Like, I was going to get sick. What do you mean, time out? I said, 21 euro and alarms are ringing. I said, I'm paying about $4,000 for a drink. I said, are we getting kicked out? Someone, the fire alarm is on. Someone called Sean Kingston, fire burning. Right?
No.
So there he is. I said, no, just kept walking past, dry as nothing, bing, 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 in the wall. And then there's another man recording him just smiling at him like this as he's doing nothing. And then I went to Tyler, came back up. And Charlie is obviously being Charlie, which is a nut job. And then what's it? All the ladies pop. Yo, put
was
that
like
song.
This?
That's her song. And my neck, my back came on. So she's screaming, on your feet, to everyone. And everyone's looking at her and she's rolling her hand, bouncing around like she has four ankles to her name. I don't know how they're not broken. Like on your feet every 2 seconds. And they're just looking at her.
Trimna, can you hear me?
No. Someone comes up to her then about me with Google Translate. And she's like, Sean, will you please talk to people in here? I said, will you stop? She keeps nodding her head and being like, yeah.
As in, nodding towards you? Like, yeah, he'll have you?
She was like Miss Hannigan trying to give all our kids out. I said, stop trying to give me out to these Frenchmen.
Yeah.
And she like, come over. I said, oh, lads, people all holiday. I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to have a conversation with them. Came over and he's like, he is magnificent. That's what he said in Google Translate. Don't, Carly, because don't.
Magnifique?
Magnificent. And then another one, this is my friend from New York. And she's like, yeah, he's 40 and all. And she's like, yeah, he'll talk to him, no problem. I said, will you stop trying to fucking
giving like me away, please. Speedy. It was like me with Kieran Spain handing that to people. No,
it was mental. So would not recommend to go to that gay bar anyway. It was mental. I thought there was a fire in the club and alarm ring ding and ding and someone's playing with our
just someone having a wank in the middle of a club.
No, it was mental. And then lo and behold, the next day we were, this is the last day by the way, lads, Paris nearly done.
No, it's not, it's just go on.
And then we went shopping. Charlotte bought a brand new iPhone because why not? Cause she only got one in November. Anywho, then we went to a fancy restaurant. I was like, no, we need to leave. And they're like, no, it's grand. So we sat there till about 7:30. And I said, no, mommy. I said, we need to leave. Like, we're, because like, if you're in one part of Paris and like, if you want to go somewhere, it's an hour away. And then if you want to go somewhere else, another 2 hours away because it's that big. It's like fucking New York.
Yeah.
So there we are going back. Everything is done. We're just getting our bags to go, getting the taxi, the Uber. And I type in like the shuttle bus place. And he's like, no shuttle bus till Tuesday. I was like, no, shut up, you mister on the front. I said, shut up, lying. And then Ashley's like, no, there is. And I was like, no. And she was in the heights. And I said, I'll go for your like neck. I was like, I will. In the heights, she was. I was like, I can't listen to you. Charlotte was like, everything will be all right. And I was like, you're on her side. I was like, no. I was like, listen to that man that lives here all his life. He owns a hotel. He's telling us there's no shuttle bus. So I put it in and he dropped us 20 minutes in the opposite direction. So shut your fucking mouth laughing.
Was this the place you insisted on going? Like, this is the bus you insisted on getting?
They were like, put this address in. So it's 20 minutes away and the airport we're in is an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
I was like, right, when is the next bus? Like, because I was like, we're not going to make this. Yes, here we go. It was a hotel, a shuttle bus hotel it was called. So we're in some other direction and I was like to the man in Uber, I was like, if I cancel this and put it for the hotel, I was like, can you just bring it straight to it? And he's like, no. And I'm Googling it, 300 to 450 euros. I said, please. I was like, girls, we have to go. I was like, I have no more money. I was like, I'll pay the rest of that money. Get me home. I said, I can't. So we're in the taxi. Charlotte has our maps on. Charlotte has no battery, basically. So I had a power bank with one bar left and I was like, right, my battery's all right. Left it to her. Me and Ashley came out. And we, what was the gate closing at? The gate was closing at 9:45. And we, on the maps, was 9:36. And they were like, we'll be grand. And I said, no. I was like, we won't be grand. I was like, because I had to check a bag on. I was like, so that desk is closed. I said, robotics. So went for a nap, woke up. Charlotte is glued to her phone. Like she's.
How did you sleep in them conditions? I would have been having a panel.
Very tired, walked 20,000 steps from Disneyland the night before.
Enough.
All right.
Fair enough.
And my ankle's bollocks, by the way, because I went from doing nothing to walking 20,000 steps a day. But here we are. I wake up to her. She's like, she hadn't stepped in 4 days. Her eyeballs didn't leave the screen. She's just sat there like this. She's like, hasn't moved one bit. And there she is. Goes off the maps as we wake up, recording the sunset as it's sunsetting. And then she goes back to our maps and she's there. She's like, because one of the lads that she knows lives over there doing electrician, whatever it is. And he's like, I would have dropped you. And I was like, why are you telling me this now? All them things. I was like, I'm telling you this now.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing, you bastard.
Hindsight. And the man's like, I'm trying to go as fast as I can. He's gone about 190.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I'm going to go back for a Kit Kat. I was like, fuck this. She's like, so this hostel down the road is only 100 for the night. This is the next flight. It's 2 days away. I said, no, I can't. Don't be telling me these things. Got to the airport. And there's a French family screaming at some woman under Ryanair. And I was like, they're not going to Dublin. I said, they're not going to Dublin. I said, couldn't be. Only thing that was open is Dublin. But she's closed. Like, so there was a code to open up the thing, to put your bag on the conveyor belt. And I was like, well, they hurry up. I was like, they're not helping her, screaming at her. Yeah. I was like, please. And I'm looking at it. We got there with 5 minutes to go. I said, that gate is closed. The gate is closed. And I walk up to her and I'm like panicking. I was like, I'm going to Dublin. And she's like, I'm already one person. I was like, oh, she has English. I was like, brilliant. I was like, look, and started speaking French. Rings the phone. She was like, lucky. Started typing the code in, puts it on, walked through, beep, delayed for 2 hours. I said, are you winding
me?
Oh my God. But then it gets better because it's like someone just telling you, I get in, one of the lads from basketball from Clondalk, and he's like, what's sorry, Sean? He's like, seeing that you're in the same part of me in Disneyland, the fireworks, but there was 50,000 people there. And he was like, why didn't you just come earlier? I said, would have loved him to come earlier. What do you mean? Why would I? He's like, should have just come a bit earlier and then you wouldn't have panicked. I was like, shut your fucking mouth, you. So anyhow.
Should have won a poxy. Could you, stupid pox?
Which was taxi.
Oh, look at you, nosy Rosie. Look at him, Tour de France. He's like, should have just taken me bike. Should have taken me bike. The taxi only ended up being 150. How handy was that for an hour and a half drive? An hour and 50 minutes because we went 20 minutes in the wrong direction.
Jesus
And he
Christ.
Was so lovely. And I was like, he has to do this journey back now. I was like, I hope that's enough money.
I'd have gotten someone at the airport along the way.
This airport, like Mona Lisa.
Oh, tiny as well?
No, there's you walk in, you give your thing, and the security's right there. As you give it off, you turn, security's there.
Yeah, fucking blessed it was that small. And the girls
got stepped aside because they were panicking, big redhead, sweating, walking through, and I was like, oh, whatever. Stepped aside, nearly brought into a room because they were getting swabbed and everything. And Charlotte's like, no, that's his bag. Don't take anything off of his. That's not his. So take everything from me. I was like, we didn't pop to you, nothing. I was like, so what are you fucking freaking out for? Gets true. I mean, I had to leave them for a few. I was like, because I'm going to kill you. As I said, I was just so anxious. I was like, I just need to get home. So I sat on the floor and had a can of Desperados. And then we went home. Actually, no. Another story.
Oh, Charlotte, my God.
Charlotte had a scrap with some woman on the flight. She was a blonde Karen. And she took our overhead seat. But the whole plan
he took your overhead storage?
No, the bag.
Like.
And the next one available was 20. We were 12.
Right, okay.
And Charlotte was like, in the height fit. Now she's no one's safe for her. She ripped into everyone. She loves people watching them ripping into people.
Yeah.
But she was like, that your bag, love, is it? I said, oh no. I'm there listening to the airphone. Yeah. Walk in to the room. I was the only happy one on the flight, I'd say. After that kind of Desperados blew their tits off me. Right? I said,
God.
No, I was having a bath. Is that your bag, love, is it?
Oh.
And then there was a row, like there was a girl, I think it was a daughter, and then another woman, and then there was like, I say it was the husband's behind.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's your problem, love? Can you not just, the problem is I paid for my overhand and your two seats back, so is that your overhand luggage? I said, and I'll put it on the floor. I don't mind. And I'm like, in my head, I was like, I'm Beyonce. I was like, no. I was like, well, she follows me. I said, no, me bollocks. I was like, nothing. She had to go all the way back to 20, and for the whole flight, she couldn't sleep. See that pox behind me? She's like, no, I mean it. She's like, and I will fuck her bag off the plane as well. She was saying, oh.
I idolise. Yeah, she's fucking right. So
no,
now
but
I'm feeling if it was me, I'd just put me bag somewhere else.
No,
but
you wouldn't have, Carly. Not after the whole shebang that we had, basically.
Do you know what? I would have.
She's
been
like, what's your problem? Just put her back there. That's when it triggered her.
That's what it is. If someone gets tickets, you're like, right, hang on a minute. I would have let you away with that only if I opened your fucking mouth.
What's your problem, love? One of the husbands said, he's like, could you not just put your case under your seat? It's like me case under me seat. She's like, could you not just put it where you're supposed to put it? Going past, and she's muttering at them all day. That was very funny. A brilliant trip. Well needed. Out me depths of depression, having a ball.
I'm so happy for you. And do you know what I love about you? You said to me at the start of this podcast, I haven't got much on Paris now.
Oh, why? How many minutes did I speak for then?
How many minutes did you speak for?
Did I?
Straight? No, I'm so proud of you. You were like, I haven't really got much to say about Paris now.
I know, I've been bullet pointing that fuck out of them. Every photo, I was like, what memory was in that photo? There's definitely more. One more story, actually. One more, and then we're done about Paris and we're going on to you, Carly. So obviously, like I was saying, we had like not a blade of French. Like, couldn't even say hello to them. Couldn't even say bonjour.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's just too awkward. It was just
too awkward.
I know, because I don't even sound like them. Imagine me, bonjour, it would have been like or something. So yeah, one's knocking on the door as we're asleep. Ashley, being Ashley, no. I said, please, will you let her come in with fresh towels? Because them spoon bags with her tan everywhere.
Tan, yeah.
I was like, no, Charlie. Do you snore?
I'm a dirty snoring bastard. Yeah, well, look at the size of me nose. That's going to be bass in that, Sean.
There's going to be bass in
that. Do you know what I mean?
Right, well, there we were, got another Steve, another knock on the door 2 hours later. Now, again, I was like, lovely, thank God, she's a serial killer, I said, because she's... And then I was like, no, I'm getting up in an hour. I said, I need fresh towels.
Yeah.
Knock again. Charlotte rises from the dead, like Jesus.
Like Lazarus
rose.
Up
no,
out
no,
of
no, I mean, she hasn't a vertebrae left. I don't know how she hasn't got metal working her back. Flung up off the bed, like she was in the depths of snoring like
that.
Flung up as nothing. like Hocus Pocus. Ever see when they're on the over to the door, opens it, and she's like, good morning, hands it out for her, and she's like, thank you. Mirty, mirty. I said, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I know there's a sea of mercy. I was like, what did you say? She's like, what's your epoxy problem? She's like, I don't see any of you opening the door. She's like, here's your towels, go wash yourself. I said, you're psycho. I was like, I just want to let you know there's a sea and not like a D and a T.
And
she's like, what do you mean? She's like, mirty, mirty at the door. So that's one of them things on holidays when you keep saying it just to have a laugh. So Charlotte, if you're listening, I'm loving rinsing you, and thanks for the 30 minutes that I gave to the podcast.
Mirty, mirty for you.
Mirty, mirty. Oh God, Paris is nothing without her. She's a fucking
Oh my God, my face is sore from laughing.
No, mirty, mirty.
Mirty, mirty. That's what I'm going to say to you forever.
That was the last day. I said, out of the whole trip, you want to start speaking French now and you can't even pronounce mercy. Mirty, mirty, she said. I said, no, lispy. Lispy born.
Oh, brilliant, Sean. I really appreciate that. No, my face is actually sore.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
So you had your lovely trip to Paris,
mm-hmm.
and I had my big country weekend.
Let's go, Hannah Montana over there. Got like Billy Ray Cyrus down there. You
were honky tonking around the shop. No, I was. Oh my God! And you know I love a good cowboy.
You like a cowboy shoe?
I like a good cowboy boot, and I didn't bring any cowboy boots with me.
Yeah,
from
well,
the country weekend. Let
because
me start
we
again.
Lost a bit of contact. So please right, tell me how you again. Got to Monaghan.
Right. So. What had happened with me big country weekend was my big country weekend. So I agreed to go to a breast cancer event for our Breast Care by Alison, and that was absolutely brilliant. I was invited as part, I didn't know this, right?
Yeah.
I was invited as part of two little ones in college. They're doing PR and like marketing and stuff. And it was part of their project to get an influencer to go along. And when I was going home, one of the girls turned to me and she was like, thanks so much for coming because now I get me 10%. I said, are you for real? I got into the car and I was like, oh my God, tears in my eyes. And all. I was like, no, they were two lovely girls. The event itself was fantastic. And you know what? I was so emotional at it. And I don't usually get emotional like around things based around breast cancer because I'm so grand with it. It's something that I'm just so okay with. But at the event, like all these women were, so they were modelling their swimwear.
Oh.
And when they were walking by me, I could see their scars.
Oh, right.
Some of them had the scars on their back from the deep flaps and some of them had like scars on their chest. People had skin grafts from their arms.
Did it bring you back?
It didn't bring me back in a bad way. I was like, oh my God, I'm so conscious of my body. And there's these women of all ages, all shapes, all sizes, all races, walking around in their swimwear in a full packed out golf club, like walking around doing that bit for charity. And I was like, that's so fucking admirable. Like, I was just like, these are amazing. And they were having such a giggle and such a good time. And they were gorgeous. Oh, they were stunning. It was such a lovely event. And I'm so thankful to have gone. But I was in Dundalk that day and I went for a meeting beforehand. I'm doing a bit of work with people for, again, more breast cancer stuff. And I went to a meeting beforehand and there was a girl at the meeting and she was like, look, I'm running a fundraiser for a GAA club tomorrow night. I says, and what's this got to do with me? And she was like, look, I really like your personality. She was like, I think you're very funny. Like, I think, do you ever think about doing stand-up comedy? And I was like, the who? I said, what? Now, bear in mind, this gets said to me about 3 times a month by different people. And I'm just like, no, never, not a hope. And she was like, I think you could really do something like that. But I'd love for you. She said, I have a panel of judges for this charity fundraiser and I need one more and I'd love for you to do it. And I was like, now am I either getting stung or what's happening here? She's like, right, anyway, so a hotel's booked for you. So there you go. I'll pay you to come. This is what we're going to do. This lady, do you know the cattle show? I was like, 74, 75. This woman was just firing things at me. And I'm like, yeah. I don't know what she said. 100%. I do not know what she said. 100%, right? So I was like, grand. So I said to the girls when I got to the breast cancer event, they were like, what are you doing over the weekend? I said, apparently I'm doing a GAA fundraiser tomorrow night. I said, apparently. And they were like, where is it on? And I said, the Glencairn Hotel in Dundalk. And they were like, Carly, that's in Monaghan. And I was like, no, it's not. And they were like, no, it is in Monaghan.
How long is Monaghan away?
It's only from Dundalk. It's about an extra 20. But it's only an hour from Dublin, right? Oh my God. It's like entering the quantum realm. You're in a different world. It's only an hour away and you're in a different fucking world, right? So these girls were like, Carly, you do realise that's Monaghan and not Dundalk? And I was like, no, hardly. Googled it. It's fucking Monaghan. So anyway.
I love how you're going on all these lavish journeys in that car that needs to be NCT'd with an engine light on and you top. You're going on 4-hour journeys in the car.
Lavish journey to Monaghan, Sean.
Lavish.
Right?
Very lavish.
No, listen, then I tell you, you're getting way ahead of yourself there now. 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34. Right? So anyway, our name was Alicia Grant, by the way. She's an absolute legend, but Jesus, she talks quick and she's a very business-driven woman. You're doing what she wants you to do and that's the end.
Right.
So I was like, great. So the next day, I was getting myself ready to go on my big country day out, right? And I touched down in Monaghan. I got to this hotel.
Touched down in Monaghan.
Do you know what I mean?
Not even entered. Touched down
in Monaghan. And I still didn't know why I was there when I got to the hotel. Like, there was no explanation as to what I was doing. All I knew was I was on a judging panel, right? So what this was for, they made it was a show essentially called Gagglebox, right? So like, Gagglebox, right? And everybody from the local ga club, they had like a few different teams and they done this Gagglebox. Okay. So we had to decide from the teams who was the best out of a whole lot of it, who won the competition. But they all fundraised for it in aid of Black Hill GAA Club in Castle Blaney. Yep, Castle Blaney.
Oh, mommy.
I idolised them, right? So anyway, I went and I was judging on this panel. You won't fucking believe this, Sean. I couldn't believe when I walked in. They said, right, so it's you yourself. Then there was the fucking pillar of the community. It was a little man named Aiden. He's so sweet. Little. He's sober, right? He doesn't drink a drop. He's one of these men that everybody loves. Do you have a GAA club near you?
Yeah.
Do they have a star boy?
Oh, I don't know what that watching me start by.
Like the main man in the GAA club that everybody idolises.
I don't know.
Well, this was the man that was judging with me.
They just have a pull by now. That's all on top of it.
Yeah. Well, his name was Aiden and the whole town loved Aiden.
Right.
They all knew him. He's just this great man, right? And then Father Stephen.
Oh.
I was on a judging panel with a fucking priest.
Maybe if you like the basketball, yeah, we have Father Patsy.
Right. Father Patsy.
Yeah, Father Stephen.
So Father Stephen was on the left and Aiden was on the right. Now, when I walked in, I couldn't believe it that I was meeting a father. And I thought he was going to be in his full gown and all the whole lot. But they were like, there's Father Stephen sitting there with a fucking bottle of Coors Light in front of him.
Shut the fuck up.
I said, how are you doing, Father? I said, the last time I done a confession was on my Instagram story, so I'm so sorry. I haven't done one in a very long time. And he was like, that's absolutely fine. Don't be worrying. He was a legend and he was fresh as well. He was in a little suit jacket and a little pair of jeans and all. He looked to business.
I
wasn't flirting with Father Stephen, maybe
look
I was.
You. Did you have your crystals in your pocket for him to bless them?
Anyway, right, the Gagglebox was fucking gas. Now, Sean, I'd love to tell you that I understood any of it. And right. I'd love to tell you. I kept on like elbowing your man Aiden and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Because there was people from Tyrone, there was people from Cavan. And Sean, they talk fast and they talk fucking harsh. And I'm usually quite good at picking people up.
Because you speak really fast as well.
Yeah. And I'm usually good at picking people up. 100%. I'm usually very good.
Say it one more time that I'm really good at picking
100%.
People up.
100%. So we watched it and then, do you know what happened? The compere, the person that was on the microphone that was kind of doing the whole gig, was like, Carly, and I'm going to ask you about team number 7. What was your favourite part? And I was like, I'm actually a little bit confused.
No, sorry, were you on a panel with a mic, like?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Sean, I swear to God, in front of a whole packed out function room of a load
of rich country people.
Everyone
in there.
That's
everyone
what I mean.
Knows everyone.
And they're all
like,
looking
who's this
at me?
Little redhead from Pinglas?
This is what I mean. They're all looking at me being like, who's this little red gentleman from Dublin? Who gives a fuck? Like, do you know what I mean? And Father Stephen's fucking like P. Diddy sitting beside me. He's a big deal in the community. And then so is Aidan. And then there's me. I'd say they're like, who is this little Jackie, right? They just weren't. They didn't know who I was. So your man asked me, what was your favourite part? What was my favourite part? I went purple, Sean. I just goes, I'm very confused. And y'all started laughing at me. I didn't know what was going on. So anyway, it went on. And the Courtney sisters won that one. So they did. They were actually brilliant.
Sorry,
they were all dressed
just
up as
dancing. Like,
no,
what you...
Gagglebox.
Yeah, but like, what was it like? But like, was it them being recorded in the house or what? Like, I'm so confused.
So the Gagglebox, the whole thing of it was that it's done the exact same as the television programme, yeah. Only for it was done in the pub. So it's different families, say.
Right.
And that was the way it was done, and they were
brilliant.
All recorded.
Now I'm back there. Take
yeah,
me
with
back.
Me,
yeah, let's
with
go.
Me. There was all different families, but they weren't actually family. They were just teams of friends, or mm-hmm. else there was a couple. There was different dynamics, shall we say. And the Courtney sisters won, and it was a fucking fantastic night, right? So after the award ceremony was done and it was all said and done, do you know how much they raised? €97,000 for a fucking ga club, Sean. Like, this is the money that people from the country have. Here I was when I was on the mic, I was like, if there's anybody out there with a bit of road frontage and a combine harvester, I will have you.
Combine
if
harvester.
If you need a wife. Jody, I'll start laughing at me. And they were like, 'tis not the season for a combine harvester. Oh. And I was like, oh my God. They all laughed at me because I'm just simple. But there was a little, do you know what they were calling it? There's a disco on now after this. There was a disco
like a Bosco
in the
disco.
Hotel. There was a disco. Sean, you'd want to see them jive. You'd won. And I don't mean the older people. The kids is all jiving. Like, the kids in their teens is all jiving. And they're whipping around the kip. I said, oh, my God.
Dancing with the stars.
But I'd love dance a boy to come over to me and ask me up to dance. And, like, the fellas were courting mad. They're spitting everywhere.
Same. I'm spitting all over
my... What's this all? It's a little... Anyway, the fellas were courting the girls and going over and asking for their hand and asking for a dance and all. And I was like, I'm into this. Like, this is a bit of crack. So, like, that old Aidan said, have you ever jived before? I said, me bollocks. I said, I haven't got a clue what's going on.
I can do a back catch.
He goes, come, mum, and I try and show you, Sean. Well, I swear to God, I was moving like a board of MDF. I thought I could dance. You'd want to fuck. I was dirt. And I was scarlet because I was like, oh, my God, there's a pair of ballet shoes tattooed on my arm and I can't do a jive. I was scarlet. But you'd want to see the young. Like, it started off quite calm and then the cheeks was just getting redder. The jeans was getting rolled up around the knees. Oh, they were fucking hilarious and nobody was minding anyone. They were feral and nobody cared. You want to see the elder women, Sean? And they were down. Oh, you'd want to see them. And they're doing the splits and doing the worm and all. And I was like, this is fucking amazing. And I would have took my phone out and recording everything only for I felt so disrespectful because everybody was carrying on scandalous, but it was just so okay.
I wish life was like that now back in Dublin.
That's what I said. I goes, if this was going on in Dublin, people would be looking people up and down and fucking scowling at them. Everybody was just having the time of their poxy lives. Random men pulling me up to dance. There was a little young fella, he was about 18, and he said, sure, come on. And he pulled me and he swung me around the kip from pillar to post.
Is this the one that was on your story?
And I was like, I'm 28, I'm too tired. He was like, you're not 28.
I was looking at you just stop and crouch over talking to him. I couldn't trying to read your lips. I was like, did she actually just say that to him?
Yeah, I paid me mid-hold
down,
she said,
down.
I'm screaming laughing at you. Why do I bark at everybody? I'm 28, I said to him. And no, but the sweat was flying. Now, mate, I swear to God, I didn't laugh so much. So I went outside for a bit of fresh air because I genuinely couldn't breathe. There's two girls outside, Sean, my age. I'd say they were about 28, 30, right? And Jesus, did you catch that mass there last week? Father Stephen done a lovely sermon. I said, are you there? Well, they said, no, Carly, you're just a brilliant mass. They were all up and telling me that he's the business. He'd just be down the town and the kids love Father Stephen and all. No, gee deep in 10 bottles of course. Like. And he says to me, sure, I'm like Father Jack myself. He said, I love a little tipple. He said, come on. Oh, he was fucking brilliant. I have to, I'm very funny.
Did you get a photo with
very
Father
humorous.
Stephen?
No, I didn't because I was scarlet. And I kept on saying, oh, I'm sorry, Father. He said, Stephen will do.
Forgive me, Father.
Sorry, Father. Oh, everything was sorry. Father, yeah. I just kept on calling him Father, and he told me to stop calling him Father, and I couldn't stop. I'm in the presence of a holy man. I said, I have to keep on calling you Father. Oh, Jesus, did I giggle, right? So I was buckled, and I think I ended up in bed at about
2 Oh, you were buckled? Were you drinking with Father Stephen?
I was drinking on my own and all. I don't know who I was drinking with. I was fucking buckled. Ended up in bed at about 2 o'clock in the morning, right? So then I get into bed and here was me. I took my makeup off. I was actually very good. My ma packed me ham sambos with my special bread, Sean. And I sat in the bed with my ham sambos in. I swear to God, content as that, and after having a ball of a night, right? And then all I hear is...
Oh yeah, people bouncing the hoop off each other.
I'm telling you now, that girl must be loose out of my granddad's teeth after
no,
that.
Stop.
Because I have never in my life heard riding like it. I don't care. Nobody likes each other that much. Nobody does. Do you know what? So my theory is, it was someone having an affair. Because right. That's the only way you're riding like that. Or else it was kids that got a chance at a hotel room for the night. Like I'd say like 17-year-olds that got a chance at a good spin. Because nobody rides like that, Sean. I don't care how much you like anybody. It went from 3 a.m. till 7:30 I got woke up and like that. And then it was like...
Oh, bum bum.
I was like, oh, he's losing pace. I was like, he has to be finishing up at some
stage. Very tired. Emptied out.
And then all you hear, right, so I took a video of it, obviously, and put it on my close friends, and I was like, I'm driving home. You could hear one in the back.
No, stop, Carly.
I swear to God.
Don't say that on the podcast.
What? You could hear it. I said, no. But yeah, I didn't get a fucking wink of sleep. So up out of bed, I left at about 8:30 a.m. and I had to leave. I was seething. And I was delighted for them because I'm happy for anybody getting the haul. But I was also violently jealous. So I had to get up and leave, and I drove the road back to Dublin in the screamers.
So but all in all, would you recommend me go like down for a Sunday service for Father Stephen?
Father Stephen seems like the crack. I'd love a gargle with Father Stephen. And Monaghan was pretty. Do you know what? The people are so kind.
So in the words of Charlotte Bourne, Mirty for listening. Go on.
Mirty,
talk
Mirty.
Soon. Mirty, Mirty.
Bye. Now but we need bye. To wrap her up. Right,
no,
so keep that in.
No. I said thanks for listening. Matey for listening.
Oh, no, we're just seeing.
Yeah, bye. Talk soon. We're going to record part 2 now. We're very tired. I'm going for a vape. Love yous. See yous next weekend. Or next week. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.